I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN.com. Shelby County Chief Deputy Sheriff Rod McMurphy late Monday evening released additional details about a crash that we told you about yesterday at 5 p.m. and on our overnight news that injured two people Monday afternoon on Highway 173 about a quarter mile north of Interstate 80. McMurphy told KJAN News that a 2008 Chevy Suburban being used as a survey vehicle and driven by 53-year-old Dale Hoogaveen of Chaska, Minnesota, was traveling slowly on the northbound shoulder of Highway 173 with its caution lights flashing. A Ford Focus station wagon owned by the state of Iowa and driven by 60-year-old Alice Linden of Kimbleton came up over the hill northbound and struck the Suburban from behind. The station wagon ended up slightly in the east ditch after the collision while the SUV was pushed forward but otherwise remained on the road. Linden was trapped in her vehicle and required extrication by using the jaws of life. The drivers of both vehicles were transported by Elkhorn Rescue and Atlantic Medevac to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. McMurphy said that Linden was later flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. Hoogaveen was treated at CCMH and released. The accident happened just before 4 p.m. Monday. Authorities in Stewart are investigating a bank robbery that occurred Monday afternoon. Officials say at about 3:45 p.m., Stewart police responded to the report of a bank robbery at the First State Bank located in the 200 block of North Division Street in Stewart. Upon arrival, officers learned the bank had been robbed by a subject believed to be a female who was wearing a bright green dress. The suspect was about 5 feet 4 inches tall with dark red or brown hair. Pictures of the suspect are available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, the suspect may have been wearing a wig to conceal their identity. They handed the teller a note demanding money, and the teller complied. The suspect was then seen leaving the bank on foot to the north. A witness later reported to police the suspect climbed into the trunk of a car, which was parked in a nearby alley. The car is described as a newer model dark navy sedan with a squared back end. The vehicle was last seen leaving northbound in the alley. The Stewart Police Department is being assisted by the FBI and DCI in its criminal investigation. The Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies and State Patrol troopers assisted at the scene of the crime. DCI Crime Lab technicians were also dispatched to the scene to collect evidence. Authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. They say the person may or may not be from the Stewart area. If you have any information about the crime, contact the Stewart Police Department at 515-523-1896 or the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. Authorities in Harrison County report one person was killed after they were hit by a train Monday afternoon. According to the Sheriff's Department, authorities were dispatched to the Union Pacific Railroad tracks east of the Blair, Nebraska Bridge shortly after 2 p.m. The individual, whose identity was not released, was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation into the accident continues. Officials say the 110-car train was carrying freight from California to Chicago when it hit the pedestrian shortly after crossing the Missouri River into Iowa. A boy from Trainer suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries when the bicycle he was riding was struck by a car Sunday morning in Trainer. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker.
It was at the intersection of Horn Avenue and North Iberg in Trainer. About 10:30, apparently, the 12-year-old was crossing North Iberg, going across the street there, and apparently didn't see the car coming, and a northbound Chrysler Sebring struck him. He was transported to University of Nebraska Medical Center by Trainer Rescue. He had possibly may have a broken ankle and some facial lacerations, some minor facial lacerations. So he's going to be sore for a while, but they're not life-threatening injuries.
The sheriff said the bicyclist, identified as David Burhini, received first aid by the driver of the car, Dana Putnam of rural McClelland, prior to the boy being transported to the hospital. There were no citations issued. And that is a check of some of the latest area news for this hour on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.